Welcome to Daily Tips on Learning English. Today's tip is on the difference in meaning between stop doing something and stop to do something.
今天我们要跟大家谈一谈 stop 这个字的用法。
Stop doing something means not to do that anymore. But stop to do something means stop one thing in order to do something else.
我们可以在 stop 后面呢接两种形态的动词，一种是动名词，也就是类似 doing 这样子，另外一种呢是不定词 to 加 do， 就是不定词加原形动词。如果说像后面接的是 doing something 的时候，那就是说不再做这件事情了，已经不再做这件事情了。但是在另外一个用法上，也就是 stop to do something， 它的意思是说停止做这件事情是为了要做另外一件事情。
Let's look at a clear example. We stopped dancing. We stopped to get some drinks. These sentences can even be put together to form We stopped dancing to get some drinks. Is the meaning clear? We were dancing.But we got hot and thirsty, so we stopped. Why? Because we wanted to get some drinks. After we stopped, we got some drinks. Before we stopped, we were dancing. So, can you hear the difference in meaning between these two sentences? We stopped to study. And we stopped studying. The first sentence, we stopped to study means we are studying now. We were doing something else, maybe talking or watching TV. But we stopped doing that in order to study. On the other hand, the second sentence, we stopped studying, means we are not studying now. We were studying before, but we stopped.Maybe because we were tired or hungry. Let's take another example. We stopped talking, and we stopped to talk. We stopped talking means it is quiet now, because we are not talking anymore. We stopped to talk means we are talking now. Maybe we were walking on the sidewalk, saw each other, and stopped walking.So that we could talk for a while. So remember to be careful when choosing the verb form after stop, as it changes the meaning of the sentence. This has been today's daily tip. Tune in tomorrow for another tip.